All right, next up we have Jim of Seattle with his song Snorkeling, Snorkeling. Snorkel for snorkel.
Now, snorkeling ain't about killing them fish. It ain't about frying or grilling them fish. When you leave, them innards is still in them fish. Snorkeling, snorkel fish, orkeling fish. Pretty rare with the fish, snorkeling, snorkel fish, orkeling fish.
Oh, snorkeling, snorkeling, looking at fish. Snorkeling's nothing but staring at fish.
Cause who'd ever bother with listening to fish?
Snorkeling, snorkel fish, orkeling fish.
This song sounds pretty stylized, pretty inoffensive, like a fun and simple sing-along. But this is Jim of Seattle throwing bombs. And it is another attack in his long a career of bomb throwing. Chumpy and I thought we were being semi-transgressive when we rhymed day with day and ape with ape and bee with bee in our silent advance entry for Song Fight. But here, Jim is rhyming fish with fish like 40 times in a row. And just when you might be getting tired of that joke, he adds the secondary rhymes. So it's killing them fish, grilling them fish, still in them fish. And then after a couple of verses of good secondary rhymes, he pulls the rug out from underneath you, and he ends the song with the secondary rhymes all being the same word, looking. So it's Jim of Seattle is a terrorist. I mean, just put it out there. It's brilliant, and the tempo changes sound entirely organic, and to the staging of this presentation. I don't know how high I'm going to rank this, but it's going to be way up there. Now, of course, I've kind of said similar things about too many songs already, so it's hard to say for sure, but I think this is a wonderful entry. I enjoyed it quite a lot.
Me too. It's a really fun polka, and I love how it really sounds like you're there in the tavern. You've got all the reverb of the room sounds from being in the tavern. There's laughing and unison singing, and there's the sound of chairs being moved when new people come in. Lots of background talking and ad-libs and hand claps, and oh my god, like you feel like you're really there, and that is incredibly well done. I love the two clarinet solos played by Evelyn. And it's really great when they call out faster, like the next time around, and Evelyn totally delivers a faster clarinet solo. Totally love that part. The lyrics are just charming and clever and sometimes random and just so much fun.
She doesn't totally deliver.
Well,
she kind of, some of it gets flubbed up near the end.
Does it get a little flubby? I don't know. I feel like it's a triumph for Evelyn. I don't know why.
And why doesn't the singer know? Or why doesn't the singer know the name of the clarinetist?
Was it or was it the barman? I couldn't tell who was yelling for Harriet or Evelyn.
Anybody. Well, it's just so random.
It's a little random.
So like, I don't know why was that in there? So yeah, it's I don't know.
Nice detail, it feels organic though, right? Like this is just like you just happened to be in this tavern when the singing of the snorkeling song came in, and you were lucky to have been there and heard it.
Absolutely, but they're all him. So
I know,
This out. He wrote this out. You know, it's deliberate, and this weird sort of random error that this speaker makes. I don't know. I like it. I'm not. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, why that?
It adds to the authenticity, right? It does. It makes it seem like it's not staged. Yeah. I love the climax at the end. It's like, you know, when they sing, "You're looking at fish, you're looking at fish." And at the very end, like, I think there's another, the clarinet. I think Evelyn comes back in during that section, which I just think sounds great. It has a tasteful fade into seabirds and foghorns, and it's out. Expertly done. Jim's going to be hard to beat. Like, the only real question I have about this song is it a novelty song? Is it slightly less than songs that come from a more serious place? But we can ponder that later, I think. But
well, I think it's definitely a novelty song, but I mean, it's also doing this other stuff, which is inventive and weird, and weird choices that, how do I put this? They're so deliberate, and you know that he's there and he's doing it on purpose, and he's doing it for this effect of, you know, increased humor. It's just this other thing. You know, nobody does that. Nobody does this where he's just rhyming the same word 40 times in a row. It just doesn't happen.
What's your take, Owl?
Oh my God, you guys. I hated this song.
What? How could you hate this song?
This song was like a punishment to me. I was like, every time this came up, I was like, oh my God, it's the fish song again. Oh my, Jesus Christ. I can't believe you both love this. It was the most tedious. It was like being stuck with my little sister when she was in this really big Raffi phase and just wanted to listen to like Baby Beluga all day long, just on repeat. Like, I don't know. Like, it just felt like a children's song to me, but not like in a good way, like in the kind of children's song that gets played on repeat because some toddler keeps screaming for it until it gets in your brain and drives you totally nuts. I mean, I'm glad that you pointed out some of the little craftsmanship things that I was not able to overcome my feelings about this song to appreciate. But I don't know. Like, anybody can rhyme fish with fish like 40 times.
But sure, nobody would.
You know, secondary
rhymes.
Because
it's dumb.
It's so dumb, but that doesn't mean that I want to hear it. I don't know. It's well put together, you know, like the production and all the little like, you know, backing vocals and, you know, people shouting stuff in the background, even though that's all obviously very contrived because none of that is actually happening. But I could not get behind this. I'm telling you, it really felt like a punishment to me every time it came up and I was like, oh God, I have to listen to this so I can talk about it. And I probably wouldn't like say this except that Jim has been very frank with his own reviews. So, you know, you dish it out, then you get it back. Sorry, Jim. Again, I'm not judging, so my opinion doesn't really matter, but I was not into this at all.
I think that's fair. This might be another one of those songs that's polarizing. You know, Chumpy and I might judge it up in the top 10, and we might have other people judging it in the bottom three. So who knows?
Like I said, it's well put together. You know, I respect the performance and, you know, the production and everything, but yeah, song itself, not for me.
Yeah, I get it. Again, I get it. It's it's a lot. It's very much what it is. Yeah.